Sister, let's turn to the passage in the New Testament.
弟兄姊妹们，请我们翻开新约圣经。
And Hebrews, Book of Hebrews, Chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，分那摆在我们前头的路程。
So this every encumbrance, another translation is every weight.
这里是讲到要放下各样的重担。
Verse 2, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
仰望我们为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱。
Let's turn to verse 4 and 11, through 11.
4到11节。
And you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood in your striving against sin.
你们与罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。
In verse 7, it is for discipline that you endure. God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline?
你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同儿子，因有儿子不被父亲管教的呢。
But if you are without discipline, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate children and not sons.
第八节，管教原是众子所共受的，你们若不受管教，就是失子，不是儿子了。
And verse 11, all discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful.But sorrowful, but yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness.
第十一节，凡管教的事，当时不觉得快乐，反觉得愁苦，后来却为了经验过的人结出平安的果子，就是义。
Let's go back to verse 5.
让我们再回到第五节。
And you have forgotten the exhortation which is addressed to you as sons.My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when you are reproved by him.
第五节，你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，对他责备的时候也不可灰心。
For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives.
因为主所爱的，他必管教，凡鞭打，凡又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
And Hebrew chapter 3.
希伯来书第三章。
Verse 6.
第七节。
But Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if you hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope.Firm until the end.
第六节，但基督为儿子治理神的家，你们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
The focus that today's message will be on the second part is that whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope, firm until the end.
我们的重点是在后半段后半节，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底。便是他的家了。
And let's turn to First Timothy.
提摩太前书
Chapter 3.
第三章
Verse 15.
十五节
First Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. But in case I'm delayed, I write so that you will know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God, which is the church of the living God.The pillar and support of the truth.
第十五节， 倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
So here says house of God, and which is the church of the living God.
这儿说到这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
So in the Old Testament, we see the house of God quite often. But in New Testament, we see the church.
在旧约我们都知道我们所常听见的就是神的家，到了新约我们讲的就是神的教会。
Let's bow and have a word of prayer before we turn to another passage.
让我们再低头有点祷告，然后我们开始还有一些圣经要读。
Fathers, how thankful we are that you once again brought us together so that we can gather in the name of your Son, our Lord.
父啊，我们何等的欢喜，又一次聚集在一起，在你的名下，我们也在你的儿子的名下聚集。
Let us rejoice and be glad in it because it is your doing.
我们实在是愿意在这样的聚集里面能够充满喜乐。
So this is the day that you have made so that we can once again experience how wonderful our Lord Jesus is.
这天实在是你所为我们造的，让我们在这日子的里面能够再次经历我们的主是何等的奇妙。
So we ask, may you open the eyes of our heart.
所以我们祈求你开启我们心中的眼睛。
And our ears so that we can both see and hear our Lord Jesus.
和我们的耳朵使我们可以看见也可以听见我们的主耶稣基督。
And we move all the distractions and hindrance in our heart.
把我们心中各样的拦阻和阻碍都除去。
And let us all hear that you said to your disciples on the mountain that this is my son, hear him.
使我们都可以听到就像当年你在山上对你门徒所说的话，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
May you breathe again the Holy Spirit in our heart.
求你把你的圣灵再次吹到我们的心里。
So that those who speak and translate and those who hear were all under the one anointing of the Holy Spirit.
使所讲的、所翻译的和所听的都能在同一个灵里边一同领受。
May you have a special mercy for those who are gospel friends among us.
也求你特别的眷顾那些我们中间的福音朋友们。
We pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So today's message is a discipline unto the house of God.
今天的信息是来讲到神家中的管教。
And God disciplined us because God wants us to enjoy, to experience richness in His house.
神管教我们乃是让我们能够更经历他家中一切的丰盛。
So for the past few times that we shared in the life of Jacob, we like to see his truth.
在前几次的分享中我们借着雅各的一生来看到这个真理。
So God dealt with Jacob, the way God dealt with Jacob was so different from how God dealt with Abraham and Isaac.
神在雅各身上所做的和在亚伯拉罕和以撒身上所做的是何等的不同。
And so we see that because in the life of Jacob, God wanted to bring about the fullness of his will.
因为神乃是要借着雅各把他所有的丰盛彰显出来。
God no longer showed us that how important an individual their relationship with God is.
神在过去是借着个人来显明我们个人跟神的关系的密切是何等的重要。
Now through Jacob, God wants to show the other side.
那么神现在要借着雅各来显明另外一个部分。
That is about the people of God.
就是关于神的百姓。
How God wanted to createHis house among the people of God.
神乃是要借着这些百姓来形成他自己的家。
That is to say, the house of God.
也就是说神的家。
And so we see that the last time we saw how Lord brought Jacob back from Paddan Aram to land of Canaan.
上次我们看到神是如何的引导雅各从巴旦亚南回到迦南。
He spent 20 years, more than 20 years, under his uncle Laban.
雅各在他的舅父拉班下面一住就是20几年。
So he got married.
他结了婚。
And he got children.
有了孩子。
And God asked him to come back to this land that his home was.
神然后就引导他重新回到他该去的地方。
And remember that when he first left the home, that he had a dream.
记不记得当雅各刚第一次离开家的时候，他做了一个梦。
And the dream that God promised Jacob says, wherever you go, I will bring you back here.
神在那个梦里应许他说，无论你到哪里去，我都会把你带重新带回来。
And Jacob, when he woke up, he was very afraid. He said, this is the not the others, this is the gate of heaven, this is the house of God.
当雅各从那个梦中醒过来的时候，他极其惧怕，他觉得他突然认识到这乃是神的家。
And so he erected a pillar, and he put oil on it. He said, if God promised to protect me, to give me everything I need, then when I come back, then I'll make this the house of God.
所以他就立了一个石柱，然后浇上油，说，如果神祝福我，一路与我同行，带我回来，我会把这个地方当成神的家。
And I'll give everything that God gave me tenth of it and to the Lord.
我会把神所给我的十分之一献给神。
This is the first time that the Bible mentioned tithing.
那这是圣经里边第一次讲到奉献，十一奉献。
And so we see that that Jacob had this heart. He said, if God keep his promise, then I'll give everything that I have, a tenth of it, to the Lord.
所以雅各认识到，当神把所有的祝福给他的时候，他会回报十分之一给他。
So he spent 20 years in Paddan Aram, in his uncle's house.
所以他在巴旦亚兰一待就是20年，在他的舅父底下。
And then God brought him back.
然后神就把他带回来。
God richly blessed him, so he got his position was so great.
神何等的祝福他，以至于他的地位被升得何等的高。
He had family, he had a lot of children.
他有了家，有了很多的孩子。
And he came back, as last time we read, he came to the place called Shechem.
那么上次我们讲到，他来到一个地方，回来的时候到了示剑。
And he settled there at Shechem.
他在示剑就坐了下来。
And he was there, and he forgot about the promise that he made to the Lord. He needed to go all the way. He needed to come all the way to Bethel, the place that he had this pillar erected.
他却忘记了当时他给神的应许，说他应该一直回到伯特利这个地方才行。
But Jacob forgot about his promise to the Lord.
他忘记了跟神他的许诺。
But we see how God didn't forget his Jacob's promise.
但我们再次看到神却不会忘记。
Because this has something to do with God's purpose, eternal purpose.
因为这件事情乃是与神永远的旨意相连接的。
So Jacob bought the land, he settled down in the land of Shechem.
当雅各在世界买了一块地要安定安居下来的时候。
And we mentioned, dear brothers and sisters, that sometimes it takes a tragedy for us to remember the promise that we made to the Lord.
我们在上次告诉弟兄姊妹说，有的时候需要用一些悲剧来使我们重新回到神的旨意的里面。
Because Jacob, like all of us, we are self-centered.
因为雅各就像和我们一样的人，跟我们是一样的人，都是自我中心的。
We all look after our own business.
我们总是顾念我们自己的事。
What is good for us? What is good for our children?
什么事情对我们最好，对我们的孩子最好，那是我们心想。
We seldom have a heart for the Lord, Lord's business, what Lord wants to do. What Lord wants.
神需要什么,
we know that what we want.
我们知道我们需要的,
and then even though Lord blessed us with the many blessings,
尽管神是何等大的祝福了我们,
like Jacob, these blessings of the Lord very easily become a weight, encumbrance.
就像雅各一样, 神给他这么大的祝福, 却变成了他的重担。
He has thousands, hundreds of livestock.
他们有成千上万的群数,
because God blessed him with all these riches.
神把这些都给了他。
Now he figured out, he tried to figure out where the best place to have this livestock.
他所想到的就是怎么样找一个很好最好的地方来喂养这些群数。
The big green pasture, huge open space to feed, to raise his livestock.
需要何等大的一个草原来喂养这些牲畜。
So that all the blessings God gave him become a weight, so hinder him from running the race set before him.
所以神给他们他这么大的祝福，这些祝福就变成他的拦阻，
使他不能够到达神要带他的地方去。 It's like many of us, it's the same, that God's blessing, often we turn them into the weight, hinder us.
这和我们的情况何等的相似， 神给我们这么大的祝福， 而这些祝福就变成了我们的拦阻。
God bless you with a new house.
给我们新的房子。
And then we it become a weight.
这个房子就成了我们的重担。
Before you have a house, we can see you in Sunday and Friday Bible study and even a prayer meeting. But after you have a house, we don't see you anymore.
当你买房子之前， 你星期五, 星期六, 星期天都来查经聚会。 一旦你买了房子, 你就不怎么来了。
Because now you need to repair, maintain, and you have a second job to pay the mortgages, etc., etc. Become a weight. God's blessing become a weight for us.
因为你需要修缮你房子各样的事情， 并且还要更努力的工作去配那个租的租金等等。
Or God bless us with a very good job.
神给了我们很好一份工作。
And you start to work overtime, and even the boss is don't require you to do that, but you start to do overtime to try to climb up the professional ladder, right? Career ladder.
有份很好的工作，你就尽量的努力工作，超时的工作。尽管这个工作不这么要求你，但是因为你为了升迁的缘故，你就花更多的精力时间在上面。
You used to come to Friday Bible study, now we don't see you there anymore.
原来你还可以来。 星期五查经, 就现在再见不到你的名字了。
Usually we see you on every Sunday, but we don't see you that often anymore.
星期天原来可以常常经常都看到你, 现在你的影子都没了。
Usually you serve in this capacity, that capacity, then you cannot serve anymore.
原来你可以服侍这个事, 服侍那个事, 现在再也不会服侍了。
So it's like Jacob, we turn the blessings of the Lord into the weight.
所以何等的像雅各, 当神给他这么大的祝福的时候, 竟变成他的拦阻和重担。
So sometimes God needs to shake us up.
这个时候神需要来, 震动我们。
Allow crisis to happen in our life.
让很多危机在我们的生活中出现。
So we are not too busy, preoccupied in the things we're doing and continue to plan our next step.
主人，我们不再为着自己 的打算， 下一步要做什么， 而去那个耗费时间。
So here we see that tragedy happened in Jacob.
所以在这里 我们就看到了， 在雅各身上发生了一件很重大的危机。
We see that in chapter 34, it is his daughter Dina, the only daughter that he had, Dina, was defiled by the prince of that land.
这个危机就是在创世纪第34章， 雅各唯一的女儿底拿被侮辱了。
And his two sons revenge on his sister.
然后他的两个儿子就为他的女儿报了仇。
Shimon and Levi killed all the males in that city.
西面和利未这两个儿子就杀了在事件城里边所有的男丁。
And Jacob was so afraid because then all the friends of that city will come to attack him.
雅各变得非常惧怕，因为他害怕周围所有城域里边的 人就会聚集起来攻击他，杀了他。
He had to leave that place.
是他被迫离开那个地方。
See, God allowed this tragedy to happen to create a crisis so that he had to move. And in that time, his heart now opened to the Lord.
神让这个悲剧发生在他身上，使他被迫离开那个地方。
So isn't that saying that to all of us?
同样的事情在我们身上也可能也不也会出现，对不对？
Because the crisis actually is a form of discipline.
因为危机往往是一种管教。
It's up to God to bring up a discipline, so He allowed crisis to happen to us.
神为了管教我们，让我们的生活中遇见各样的危机。
Basically, because this event, Jacob had to run.
因为这个危机，当雅各碰到的时候，他必须要逃跑。
Where to run? I mean, where is a place? It's all is a friends of this city, Shechem. Shechem is a big city and it's a very powerful city.
那么他能跑到哪里去呢？因为世界是个很大的城市，周围都是世界的朋友。
And he had a strong allies.
他们有很大的一个同盟国。
And then the Lord God told him, God said, "Now go to the Bethel. Go to the place that 20 years ago.You made a promise to me.
这个时候神就告诉雅各说回到伯特利就是那个二十年前你应许诺说要去的地方。
And we saw how he understood that God really wanted him to be where God really wanted him to be.
这个时候我们就再次看见说雅各总算认识到神要让他去的地方在哪里。
And so Jacob started to ask his family members,to pull away all the idols and change their garments and to purify them.
这个时候雅各就让他全家上下所有的人要接近他们自己接近他们的衣服放弃那个外邦的神像。
Sometimes I pause here and meditate. I said, wow, you know, his family is big and then he had twelve sons. At this time it's 11 sons and one daughter. And this oldest son, I think it's at least 30 years old, Reuben.
要知道我有时候常常在这些经文里边常常在思想这个时候雅各的家应该是非常大的，在这个时候他已经有11个儿子了，他的大儿子刘辩应该是快30几岁的人了。
And but this patriarch Jacob led the whole family, you know, wherever he goes, that his whole family actually always with him.
这个族长雅各无论他走到哪里他总是带着这一大群的家一起跟着他往前行。
So that reminds me of the parents' responsibility.
所以再次提醒我作为一个家的家长他们的责任是什么。
We know that young people often like to say, you know what, when I'm 16, I can get the driver license. I'm 18, I'm gone. Right? You cannot tell me to do anything anymore.
我记得年轻人常常这样想这样说我16岁了我总算可以开车了到了18岁我就可以离家出走了我至少从法律上来讲我就一切都可以得到解放了。
But I would like to always remind my children and the young people that in the Bible there's no 16 and sweet 16 and 18 years old you've grown up.
我常常就提醒我家里的孩子们还有我们的青少年我提醒他们说在圣经里边没有一个所谓的16岁那个美妙的时间日子。
Here Bible tells us, as long as we have parents, we need to honor them.
圣经却告诉我们只要我们还有父母我们就要尊敬他们。
And the parents' responsibility, raise them up.In the Lord, I always give them advice from the Word of God, how to raise them in the Lord.
父母亲的责任乃是要把孩子们养大，让他们敬畏神，告诉他们神。
We can see young people. I've been with our young people for more than 10 years now. I see that the young people behave really has a lot to do with the family, a background, either their parents.Teach them or not at home.
我已经和青少年他们在一起已经有十多年的时间，我常常观察到， 孩子们的表现和成长往往给他们父母亲的教导和在家里边给他们的行为举止有很大的关系。
Either their maturity level or their spiritual growth, they're all related to, you can trace back their parents.
无论是他们在属灵还有生活上各样的成熟长进都可以看到他父亲在他们身父母亲在他们身上究竟做了什么。
So Jacob finally understand. So when he came back to Shechem, he called God, he built altar, and he called God El Eloi Israel.
当雅各回到事件的时候，他那个时候把神叫做伊诺伊以色列。
That means that God is now Israel. God, his name, God changed his name to Israel. He said, "Now God is my God."
他那个时候神已经把他的名字改成以色列了，所以他把神叫做以色列的神。
But God definitely is not satisfied with him to be just a Christian, the good Christian by himself.
神当然不会满足于我们只觉得我们只要做一个好基督徒就够了。
I think he, you know, shared gospels with the others, neighbors, behaves himself and have testimony. That's all, I think, in New Testament terms, that's what he's been doing in Shechem.
如果用旧约用新约的话来讲，就是像描述雅各当时所做的情形，就是在人的面前传福音见证他是信神的。这样做好像就够了，这就好像是雅各在世界所做的事情一样。
But definitely, God's purpose will not be fulfilled if you stay at individual level.
我们相信，深信，如果雅各只是停留在个人与神的关系上，那就绝不是神旨意的全部。
So God allowed the crisis to happen to him so that he can move on.To where God wants him to be.
就是为什么神要让他生命中经历危机，使他可以继续往前去。
So when he came to Bethel with his whole family, and after purifying his whole family members, that he called this place, he built an altar and called the place El Bethel.
当他来到伯特利让他的全家受洁净以后，就来到伯特利。波特利，然后他就把波特利这个地方称为伊勒波特利。
So he now called God, God of God's house.
这个时候是什么意思呢？就是雅各把神称作神家中的神。
It's like a psalm in one place says, "Through the sufferings, you enlarge my heart."
这就像那个诗篇里边所讲的，借着苦难，你使我的心被开阔。
See, now he's not just concerned with his own life anymore.
看见了没有？这个时候他所关心的不再是他个人的生命而已。
He sees very clearly what God really wants on earth.
他乃是清楚地看见神在这个地上神所要的。
God wanted to create a testimony for his son through the group of people.
神乃是要为着他的儿子在这个地上借兴起一群人来彰显他的儿子。
God does not want Samson type of Christian.
神并不是需要像参孙那样的基督徒而已。
Maybe growing up at Sunday school, we'll talk about Samson as hero.
在星期天那个组织学的时候，我们常常讲到参孙是何等的那个英雄人物。
Samson was given great power and gift by God.
神给了参孙何等大的力量。
But he always acted alone.
但是他的所有的行为举止都是以个人为中心。
There was no friend from, you know, say a Christian friend, if you use today's term. There's no Christian friend to advise him, to be his companion.
他根本没有一个朋友，如果用今天的话来说，就是没有一个基督徒的同伴。
He was not accountable to anybody.
他也不对任何人负责任。
He willfully disobeyed all the rules as a Nazarite.
他有意识的违背了作为拿西尔人的所有的条例。
And so
he died miserably in the end.
所以最终他的结局是何等的悲惨。
So this is very important, dear brothers, people and sisters, that from the New Testament, we see that's what our church is about.
所以我们如果回到今天新约的时代，我们就知道这是神在他教会中所希望得到的。
Finally, Jacob understood what God really wanted through his life.
所以我们再次, 在雅各身上看见他认识到神真正所需要的是什么。
Why God chose 12 sons that he had?
为什么神要拣选他12个的儿子？
You know, from Abraham, God only chose Abraham, and from Abraham's son, God only chose Isaac, and from Isaac's son, he only chose Jacob. God only chose one person before Jacob.
神在他的祖父亚伯拉罕身上的下面只拣选了他的一个儿子以撒。 又记得以撒，又拣选到他以撒的一个儿子，就是雅各。然后，为什么在那个时候神只拣选一个人作为他的那个继承人？
But now through Jacob, God chose all of his sons.
但是在雅各的上面，神就拣选了全部的12个儿子。
Because you need to have many sons to create a nation.
因为你呢，要具足很多的儿子，才能产生出一个国度。
So one person cannot be a church.
一个人是绝不可能成为一个教会的。
So Lord Jesus says, two or three gather together in my name, I'll be in your midst.
这就是为什么主耶稣说，你们两三个人聚集在一起的时候，我就在你们的中间。
So now today's message, this is just a preview of last message we had.
我们刚才所讲的这一切，还只是我们的一些引言而已。
And now we'd like to share that other crisis that we saw in Jacob's life.
现在我们就要来再次看雅各身上所要经历的另外的一个危机。
Dear brothers and sisters, remember that in terms of crisis, we see in the Bible the seven crises in Jacob's life.
我们从圣经里边，我们看到在雅各身上总共发生了七个危机。
So the last session we shared the fourth crisis.
上一次我们讲的乃是第四个.
It's what happened to Shechem.
就是在事件所发生的事.
Now we'd like to share the rest of three.
然后我们现在我们就来看看后面的最后的三个危机.
So let's turn to if we will, Genesis 35.
请我们翻到创世纪第35章。Genesis
35, verse
16.
Then they journeyed from Bethel, and when there was still some distance to go to Ephrath, Rachel began to give birth, and she suffered severe labor. When she was in severe labor, the midwife said to her, "Do not fear, for now you have another son."
第十六节，他们从伯特利起行，离以法他还有一段路程，拉近临产，甚是艰难。正在艰难的时候，收生婆对他说：“不要怕，你又要得一个儿子了。”
It came about as her soul was departing, for she died, that she named him Ben-Ami. But his father called him Benjamin.
他将近于死，灵魂要走的时候，就给他的儿子起名叫便俄尼。他父亲却给他起名叫便雅悯。So
Rachel died and buried on the way to Ephrath, that is Bethlehem.
拉结死了，葬在以法他的路旁。以法他就是伯利恒。Jacob
set up a pillar of her grave, that is the pillar of Rachel's grave, to this day.
雅各在他的墓上立了一桶碑，就是拉结的墓碑，到今日还在。Then
Israel journeyed on and pitched his tent beyond the Tower of Eder.
以色列起行前往在以德台那边支搭帐篷。It
came about while Israel was dwelling in that land that Reuben went and lay with the Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard of it.
以色列住在那地的时候，流便去与他父亲的妾毕拉同寝。以色列也听见了。
So these are two crises that we like to see as a fellowship, and this third one that is Joseph, his son, was sold to Egypt. But we'll look at it just in a moment.
这乃是讲到两个以色列所经历的危机，当然还有最后的一个危机，就是他的儿子约瑟被卖到埃及去，那是以后我们还会继续来看的。
So we see that here Jacob had two wives.
我们都知道雅各有两个妻子。
But Rachel was only love that Jacob had.
但是拉结乃是雅各最爱的。
Rachel was his true love.
拉结是他所最深爱的。
Leah was he married Leah out of the scheme of his uncle.
那么他跟利亚结婚乃是因着上了他的舅父拉班的当。
And here we wonder that, okay, God, Jacob finally obeyed through all the troubles, came to the place you want him to be.
我们都知道到目前为止雅各实在是顺从了圣灵在他的身上的引导来到了这个地方。
And now the rest of his life should be like a smooth sailing.
是不是说从此以后他的一生就变得平顺一帆风顺了呢？
Because now he is in your will.
因为他已经行在神的旨意里了。
But we see that there were other disciplines follow Jacob.
但是我们再次看到有更新的管教临到了雅各。
So sometimes God uses different disciplines to target different areas of our life.
神乃是借着不同的管教来对付我们各样的难处性情。
Obviously, the rest of the disciplines has something to do with Jacob's love on earth.
这最后的三个管教乃是对付雅各对地属地的爱。
Rachel was his only love.
因为拉结是他最心爱的妻子。
He served 7 years, Bible says, for Rachel.
他服侍了七年才得了拉结这位妻子。
Actually, he served his uncle 14 years to get Rachel.
应该严格来说，应该是他服侍了他的舅父拉班14年才得到了拉结。
He told us that how he worked so hard in these 14 years.
他告诉我们他在这14年间他是何等的努力工作。
His uncle was a very mean person.
他的舅父是一个非常非常苛刻的人。
So he said he had to endure the heat of the day.
所以他必须要忍受烈日的熏烤。
At the night he had to endure the frostbite.
夜晚的那个冷酷。
And many nights sleep fled from his eyes.
晚上常常没法睡觉。
And he used to work very hard. And then, but Bible tells us, because his love for Rachel, this 7 years, 14 years, it flew like just a few days.
但是因为他对拉结的爱，以至于这七年、十四年一闪就过去了。
All these difficulties and troubles, because his love for Rachel, they mean nothing.
因着他对拉结的爱的缘故，这七年这七年里，比如所有的苦难，对他来说都毫不足惜。
That wonderful, I mean, most wonderful phrase in the Bible about love is that phrase that about Jacob's love for Rachel.
那么在圣经里边讲到爱情的最美妙的一个词，就是雅各形容拉结。
Yeah, it's like our love for Christ.
这个爱多么像我们要爱我们的主。
If we labor hard to serve Him in the church, they all amount to nothing compared to the love that is in us. For Christ.
我们在他的教苦在他的家中的所有的劳苦比起我们对我们的主的爱来说根本算不得什么。
So we are willing to suffer much for Christ because our love in us compels us.
因为我们里面的爱的催促的缘故所以我们愿意为主而受苦。
So we do it willingly.
我们做这个是我们心甘情愿。
And joyfully.
是充满了喜乐。
Like Jacob.
就像雅各一样
no complain,
不会抱怨
because his love for Rachel
因为 像雅各一样，他对拉结何等的爱。
Now here we see God allowed Rachel to be taken away from Jacob.
在这里，我们却看到拉结啊，神让拉结啊死去，离开雅各。
And Rachel died in childbirth.
拉结乃是在生产难中死的。
And second, we see that another tragedy happened to Israel.
然后紧接着我们就看到另外一件事情发生在以色列的身上。
A disgraceful event.
是一个非常羞辱的事。
Reuben went and lay with the Bilhah.
牛便去以毕拉同寝。
And Bilhah is Rachel's maid, his father's concubine.
毕拉乃是他父亲的妾，就是拉结的佣人，女佣。
Because this event, Rachel, Reuben lost his firstborn son status.
因着这件事的缘故，牛便就失去了他长子的名分。
At the end of Genesis, when Jacob prophesied, and he said he gave this firstborn privilege to Judah and to Joseph.
当在最后创世纪最后的时候，也以色列给他的众子祝福的时候，他就把了这个长子的名分分给了约瑟和犹大。
The second third son, the Simeon and Levi also disqualified.
而第二子和第三子西缅和利未也都失去了继承这个长子的名分。
So when we meditate here, it's the second installment.Of how God wants Jacob to be detached from earthly love.
借着这个危机，我们再次看到第二次神要让雅各切割在他地上的爱。
And then this third one that Jacob loved the most.
那么还有一个剩下的一个危机呢，乃是雅各在这个地上他最爱的事。
That is Joseph.
就是他的儿子约瑟。
The Bible tells us very clearly, Jacob loved Joseph above all his sons.
圣经清楚地告诉我们，雅各在他十二个儿子中，所有的众子中最爱的就是约瑟。
Let's turn to Genesis 37.
让我们看到
if you will.
创世纪第三十七章，如果你能够打开圣经的话。
Let's read from verse 1. Now Jacob lived in the land where his father had sojourned, in the land of Canaan.
雅各住在迦南地，就是他父亲寄居的地。
These are the records of the generation of Jacob. Joseph, when 17 years of age, was pasturing the flock with his brothers while he was still a youth, along with sons of Bilhah, and sons of Gilpah, his father's wives. And Joseph brought back a bad report about them to their father. Now,
雅各的纪律如下，约瑟十七岁，与他哥哥们一同牧羊，他是个童子，与他的父亲的妾毕拉、素帕、西帕的儿子们藏在一处，约瑟将他的哥哥们的恶行报告他们的父亲。
Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his sons, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a very colored tunic.
以色列原来爱约瑟过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老生的，他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。
So here, Joseph did not hide his favor with this youngest son.
看到没有，以色列雅各他从来不隐瞒他对约瑟这个孩子的偏爱。
And he made him wear the multicolored vest.
他给他穿了一件彩衣。
So I think Joseph also, you know, liked to wear that thing and to show you around, hey, I'm my father's favorite.
所以我们想象得到约瑟可能也特喜欢穿那件彩衣，到处炫耀他是他父亲最爱的。
And his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, and so they hated him and could not speak to him on friendly terms.
约瑟的哥哥们见父亲爱约瑟过于爱他们，就恨约瑟，不与他说和睦的话。
And verse 13.
第13节,
now Israel said to Joseph, Are not your brothers pasturing the flock in Shechem? Come, and I will send you to them. And he said to him, I will go.
以色列对约瑟说，你哥哥们不是在世间放羊吗？你去，我要打发你。你来，我要打发你往他们那里去。 约瑟说，我在这。And
when verse 18, when they saw him from a distance and before he came close to them, they plotted against him and put him to death.
十八节，他们远远的看见他，趁他还没有走到跟前，大家就同盟要害死他。
And they said to one another, Here comes this dreamer. Now then, come and let us kill him and throw him into one of the pits, and we'll say, A wild beast devour him. Then let us see what will become of his dreams.
十九节，彼此说，你看，那做梦的来了，来吧，我们将他杀了，丢在一个坑里，就说有恶兽把他吃了，我们且看他的梦将来怎样，怎么样。
But Reuben heard this and rescued him out of their hands and said, Let us not take his life. Reuben further said to them, Shed no blood, throw him into this pit that is in the wilderness, and do not lay hands on him, that he might rescue him out of their hands to restore him to his father.
Reuben 听见了，要救他脱离他们的手，说我们不可害他的性命，又说不可流他的血，可以把他丢在这野地的坑里，不可下手害他。刘辩的意思是要救他脱离他们的手，把他归还他的父亲。
And then they later they saw these traders from Midianites, and they sold Joseph to them.
后来他们看见从米甸来的一群商人，就把约瑟卖给了这些商人们。
And let's drop down to 31.
我们再来看31节。
Now they wanted to deceive his father, saying that Joseph actually devoured by the wild beast.
我们在这里看见他们要设计蒙骗他们的父亲，骗他说他约瑟已经死了。So
they took Joseph's tunic and slaughtered a male goat and dipped the tunic in the blood, and they sent the multicolored tunic and brought it to their father and said, We found this. Please examine it to see whether it is your son's tunic or not.
31节，他们宰了一只公山羊，把约瑟的那件彩衣染了血，打发人送到他们的父亲那里，说。 我们捡了这个，请认一认，是你儿子的外衣，不是。Then
he examined it and said, "It is my son's tunic. A wild beast has devoured him. Joseph has surely been torn to pieces." So Jacob tore his clothes and put sackcloth on his loins and mourned for his son many days.
他认得，就说这是我儿子的外衣，有恶兽把它吃了。约瑟被撕碎了，约瑟雅各便撕裂衣服。 腰间围上麻布，为他的儿子悲哀了多日。Then
all his sons and all his daughters arose to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted, and he said, "Surely I will go down to Sheol in the morning for my son." So his father wept for him.
他的儿女们都起来安慰他，他却不肯受安慰，说：“我必悲哀的下阴间到我儿子那里。”约瑟的父亲就为他悲哀哀哭。
So we wonder why God allowed this blow after blow to fall upon Jacob.
所以我们常常这样思想，为什么神会借着一件又一件的事情来击打雅各？
First took away his true love, Rachel.
先是把他心爱的拿结拿去。
Then took away his concubine.
然后又把他的妾拉比拉也给玷辱了。As
I mentioned, Bilhah was the maid to of Rachel.
比拉我们都知道乃是拉结的女佣。It's
not the Leah's maid. Leah's maid called Kilpa.
而不是利亚的那个女佣希帕。Now.
And we see Joseph, his most favored son, Joseph. Now, to him, he was gone.
那么现在我们又再次看到神把他最心爱的儿子约瑟给拿离了。So
we will ask, what is the point?
所以我们来问这样一个问题：究竟为什么会这样做？
And we mentioned that this is God's
want Jacob to detach from all his love on earth.
我们已经讲到了，神乃是要让雅各除去世上所有一切连累他的。
It can be best explained in New Testament terms.
如果用新约的经文，我们就很能够明白。
Let's first turn to, if you will, you don't have to turn here. In Luke 14.
如果你愿意的话，我们可以打开路加福音第十四章。
You can hear very familiar truth.
我们都熟悉这些真理。
Verse
26. 第二十六节。
If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
第二十六节十四章，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己性命的，就不配做我的门徒。
Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
凡不背着自己的十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
See here is the lessons of the cross.
看见了没有？这儿乃是一个十字架的功课。
The lesson of the cross that God wants Jacob to learn.
这也同样是雅各，神让雅各所学的功课。
Let's turn to First Corinthians.
我们来打开哥林多前书。
Chapter 7.
第七章。
Verse 29.
第二十九节。
And 30. So,But this I say, brethren, the time has been shortened, so that from now on those who have wives should be as though they had none.
第二十九节，弟兄们，我对你们说，时候减少了，从此以后，那有妻子的要像没有妻子。
And those who weep as though they did not weep, and those who rejoice as though they did not rejoice, and those who buy as though they did not possess.
哀哭的要像不哀哭，快乐的要像不快乐，自买的要像无有所得。
And those who use the world as though they did not make full use of it. And for the form of this world is passing away.
用事物的要像不用事物，因为这世界的样子将要过去了。
So here it is. It is for our own good that God allowed these things happen to Jacob.It is because of this world is passing away. God does not want us to be attached to this world.
这就让我们看到神为什么要让雅各来学这个功课，因为这个事件即将要过去，神不要让我们和这个事件有那么紧密的连接。
So that our heart can be always in heaven. Think about things of heaven.
以至于我们的心要紧紧的要思想上面的事，天上的事。
Can be purified so that our love is for the Christ.
所以我们的心就被接近，我们的爱单单的向着基督。
And in the Psalm 73, another place,
在诗篇第七十三篇
，Psalm has this expression in 25, Psalm 73:25, Whom have I in heaven but you?And besides you, I desire nothing on earth.
诗篇第七十三篇第二十五节这样讲：除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
We heard that some brothers and sisters like to use this phrase during the breaking bread. Whom have I in heaven but you? There's none that we desire on earth besides you.
我们常常听见弟兄姊妹们在擘饼的时候这样祷告说，除你以外在天上我有谁呢？在地上我也没有所爱慕的。
So God wants to turn our hearts toward heaven.
神乃是要让我们的心转向单单的朝上天。
So this is an important lesson God wants to see through this Jacob's life. So Jacob actually is life of a cross. Because he was so rooted in self life, his own life.
因为他自己的生命乃是完全的以自我为中心的。
Without the lesson of a cross, he would ever live for himself.
如果没有十字架的话，他是绝对不可能从自我里边出来的。
So we are all like Jacob.
其实我们每个人都像雅各。
We all live for ourselves.
我们都为自己而活。
So Lord Jesus says that we need to take up the cross and deny ourselves, take up the cross and follow him daily.
这就是为什么耶稣基督说我们需要背起十字架来天天的跟随他，要否定我们自己。
So what are the outcomes of this discipline for Jacob?
那么这样的管教结果是什么呢？对于雅各来说，
Yeah, this is a very important that Jacob actually was blessed spiritual with the spiritual blessings after he went through all these troubles on earth.
当雅各在这个地上经历了所有这一切的苦难的时候，我们看到他的属灵祝福是何等的大。
Now, when Jacob, you know, when I just assume that everybody knows Joseph's story, right? He was sold to Egypt as a slave, but God's plan was to reserve him, and later he got promoted to be one person only under Pharaoh and above all others in the world, and he controlled all the wealth of Egypt, so that when there was famine in Canaan or in any other places in the world, people came to Egypt for their in order to survive, and through that his whole household, Jacob's whole household, now get to be preserved in the land of Egypt.
我们希望大家都熟悉约瑟这个故事，其实神是要来 借着约瑟要来能够保全雅各这个家。当约瑟被卖到埃及去以后，后来变成了埃及的宰相，成为在法老之下万人之上的一个人。因着他的缘故，整个埃及被那个他储备的粮食是整个埃及被保留下来，也包括所有周游列国的人，以至于雅各的全家最后也逃难到了埃及。
So here in the chapter 46, so Israel set out with all that he had and came to Beersheba. He was on the way to Egypt because his son Joseph invited his father to be down there and offer sacrifice to God of his father Isaac.
到了46章，我们就看到以色列就是雅各带着所有的一切起身到了比士巴。
God spoke to Israel in visions of the night and said, "Jacob, Jacob," he said, "Here I am." He said, "I am God, the God of your father. Do not be afraid to go down to Egypt, for I will make you a great nation there. I will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also surely bring you up again, and Joseph will close your eyes."
在这个时候，在夜间，神在异象中对以色列雅各说：“雅各，雅各。”他说：“我在这里。”神说：“我是神，是你父亲的神。你下到埃及去，不要惧怕，因为我必使你在那里成为大族。”
And here is very important because, you know, when famine happened during his grandfather's day, Abraham just went straight to Egypt.
我们都知道这很重要。我们记得当时他祖父亚伯拉罕的时候，当那个饥荒来临的时候，亚伯拉罕径直就往埃及跑去。
He didn't consult with God.
他根本没有问神。
God brought him all the way from Ur in Babylon to here, and then there was a famine, and he just went straight down to Egypt.
那么当初神带领亚伯拉罕的时候，把他从苏尔地、乌尔地离开，就是巴比伦离开，一直带到迦南，要让他在迦南定居下来。可是，一旦来了那饥荒，亚伯拉罕径直一个人就跑到埃及去了。
And it happened, famine happened in his father's days, Isaac's day.
那么到他父亲以撒的年间呢，也有饥荒。
And Isaac also didn't consult with God. Oh, he was going to go down to Egypt.
以撒也没有问神，就径直想要往埃及去。
That's natural cause human take.
那乃是人的天然的那个性那个倾向。
But God stopped his father Isaac.
那神阻止了以撒。
God said, "Don't go down to Egypt."
对以撒说，你不要去埃及。
That's not the place I want you to stay.
那个地方不是你待的地方。
Stay where you are.
应该待到你所待的地方才对。
And Israel, now he learned.He had this spiritual insight now through these disciplines and hardship. Now he learned that he know that this place is where God's house is. So he didn't dare to go down to Egypt without consulting God.
而以色列经过了这么多的磨难、啊、他很已经、很成熟了。这个时候他并不想自己擅自下去。他乃是待到神要让他待的地方，直到神告诉他为止。
Definitely, you see his father Abraham, his father Isaac, his grandfather Abraham. Their life was very easy.
可见啊、他的父亲以撒和他的祖父亚伯拉罕，他们是不一样的，他们的生活显得更加平顺。
God blessed them with a very peaceful, prosperous life.
神给他们的祝福是一个和平和丰富的
，but not with Jacob.
但是这不是雅各的生命。
Jacob through all the hardship, but Jacob's spiritual discernment, his capacity is far greater than his father and his grandfather.
因为经历了这么多的磨难，雅各他的属灵的分辨属灵的成熟远超过他的祖父和他的父亲。
So.Jacob knew something that his father and his grandfather did not know.
雅各他所知道的属灵上的知道超过了他的父亲。
He knows God's eternal purpose. God's heart was with this land.
他知道神永远的旨意乃是在这片土地上。
God is God of God's house.
神乃是神家的神。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to really take serious about church as well.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们需要认真的来看待教会。
And only through sufferings that you can see the preciousness of His church.
乃是借着苦难，我们才能够认识到教会的。
And the second thing is this in chapter 28.
那么第二点
，I mean the 48, I'm sorry.
第二点我们要认识的是在第48章。
Now it came about these things that Joseph was told, Behold, your father is sick. So he took his sons, Manasseh and Ephraim, with him. When it was told to Jacob, Behold, your son Joseph has come to you. Israel corrected his strength and sat up in the bed. Then Jacob said to Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me at Luz, in the land of Canaan, and blessed me.
48章第一节，这是以后有人告诉约瑟，你的父亲病了，他就带着两个儿子马拉西和以法莲同去。有人告诉雅各说，请看，你儿子约瑟来到你这里，到你这里来了。以色列就勉强坐在床上坐起来。雅各对约瑟说，全能的神曾在迦南地的路斯向我显现，赐福于我。
And he said to me, Behold, I will make you fruitful and not numerous, and I will make you a company of peoples.I will make this land to your descendants after you for an everlasting possession. Now your two sons, who were born to you in the land of Egypt before I came to you in Egypt, are mine. Ephraim and Manasseh shall be mine, as Reuben and Simon are.
对我说，第四节，对我说，我必使你生养众多，成为多民，又要把这地赐给你的后裔，永远为业。我未到埃及见你之先，你在埃及所生的以法莲、马拉西这两个儿子是我的，正如流便和西缅是我的一样。
So now Jacob, because he knows God's eternal purpose, build a house on earth. So he like work with God to adopt his two sons, to his grandsons, to become his sons. So make a whole tribe later on, 13 instead of 12.
神雅各深知神的旨意要在这个地上建立他的家，所以他在这临时的时候啊，又再次过继了他的儿子的两个孩子， 让他的整个儿子众子有十三个之多。
You see that here we see that the Jacob's spiritual capacity now is so great. He understood God's eternal purpose. So I think you know what? That's a book, right? It's very popular. It's called The Purpose-Driven Life. And Jacob, the life is purpose-driven life. If you want to see what purpose-driven life is about, study the life of Jacob.
我们再次从雅各的身上看见他的属灵的那个领悟力是何等的深厚。我们都知道有一本书啊，很时髦的，叫做啊《标杆人生》这本书，乃至讲到说人生的目标是什么。如果我们真是要认识神在我们身上的目标是什么，我们只要借着雅各的一生，我们就能够明白。
And there's some others. I can skip them because of time. Otherwise, I cannot finish that today as well. Is that second one with his blessed Pharaoh, the most powerful person in the whole world.
那么还有很多经文我们需要分享，但是因为时间不够了，我只想说的一点就是，还有他对当时这个地上最有权柄的人，就是法老，他雅各给他的祝福。
Because all the suffering, discipline,
因着他所经历的苦难
，Jacob attained in his spiritual place so high in God's eyes that he was greater than Pharaoh in God's eyes.
因着他所经历的苦难和管教，以至于他的属灵的位分已经达到何等的高。他甚至可以祝福在这个地上那些大有权柄的。
So Pharaoh knelt before him, and Jacob blessed Pharaoh.
法老跪在他的面前啊，雅各为他祝福。
And the fourth thing is that his prophecy concerning the Messiah, coming Messiah.
最后第四件事情就是他预言弥赛亚的来临。
Because all his disciplines, all this the trouble he is endured through all his life. His spiritual eyes opened wide, can see the spiritual down through the prophecies that coming Messiah.
因为他所经历的管教和苦难，以至于他属灵的那个渗透力是如此的高，以至于他可以看到，很久以后要来临的弥赛亚。
And this the last point I'd like to mention.
最后一点我还要讲的
is that.Jacob, all through troubles, never turned his back to God.
就是当雅各经历这么多的苦难的时候，他从来没有背弃过神。
Jacob never mentioned his love to God.
雅各从来没有提到他爱神。
We know he loved Rachel.
我们知道他爱拉结。
But he never mentioned he loved God.
但是他从来没有提到说他爱神。
But I see his love to God.
但是我却看见他是何等的爱神。
Of course, God says God loved Jacob with everlasting love.
因为神，我们都知道，神说神用那永久的爱去爱雅各。
And Jacob was never separated from God.
但是神雅各却没有这样对神说。
So that in the Romans 8:20.8:29.
罗马书第八章二十八到二十九节。
We see that love of Christ. It says, "Who in 35? Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress, or persecution or famine, or nakedness or peril or sword?" 37, but in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us.
35节，谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难吗？是困苦吗？是逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？第37节，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
For I'm convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor any other created thing will be able to separate us
from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
第38节, 因为我深信, 无论是死是生, 是天使, 是掌权的, 是有能的, 是现在的事, 是将来的事, 是高处的, 是低处的, 是别的, 别的受造之物, 都不能叫我们与神的爱隔绝, 这爱是在我们的主, 基督耶稣里。
You can see the perfect fulfillment of these verses in Jacob's life.
我们再次看到, 这些经文在雅各的身上是何等的真实。
As on the other side, Jacob's love for God.
这也就是反映出来, 雅各是怎么样去爱的。
Jacob, before even he was born, he pursued God.
其实我们知道, 在他雅各没有出生的时候, 他就一直要追寻神。
He loved God to the point that he never gave up.
他爱神到一个地步,
he never gave up to his faith because he loved God. He wanted God what God wanted in his life.
他爱神, 所以他没有失去信心, 他要让神在他身上所得到的,
I see it as Jacob's love to God.
所以借着这些我们看到雅各是何等的爱,
as his love so faithfully shown in his love to Rachel.
他对神的爱是忠心地表现出来, 他对拉结的爱。
His love to God also so faithful.
他对神的爱是何等同样的忠心。
Even though he went through all these trouble difficulties,
尽管他经历了这么多的苦难和难处,
he never gave up.
他绝不放弃。
So Hebrew says,
希伯来书这样说,
whose house we are, that's Christ's house we are. If we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm until the end.
这是谁的家呢? 如果我们能够, 坚持到底, 这就是神的家了。
So just you see that the tenacity you see in Jacob's life.
我们在, 雅各的身上,
he held that hope firm until the end.
他把那可靠的盼望,
so when God wants to build up his testimony of his house, we need to come together and hold on, hold fast our confidence and our hope firm until the end, no matter what happened to us on earth.
神的旨意乃是要建造他的家, 借着我们, 所以如果我们把这可夸的盼望, 坚持到, 和胆量, 坚持到最后, 我们就成为神的家了。
So may God bless his word.
愿神祝福他的话语,
that as we conclude the life of Jacob,
当我们, 在结束于, 雅各的生的, 的回顾的里面,
how that the cross that the Lord gave us every day is for our benefit.
我们清楚地看见, 我们神在我们生命中所安排的十字架, 对我们是何等大的益处。
Without these crosses, we were never able to really understand God's purpose.
没有这个十字架, 我们绝不可能明白神的旨意。
Let's bow and have a word of prayer.
让我们低头祷告。
Father God, thank you for your word, and we just pray that you will bless your word and speak in our heart with the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can reveal the Lord Jesus in our heart. So Father, we just pray that you will give us this life through your word and the light in your word so that we can be built up together as a church to reveal the glory and the grace of our Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们实在是感谢你的话语，借着你的话语，主啊，求你赐下你的圣灵，把你的话语启示在我们的里面，使我们实在是能够明白有亮光，知道你要借着我们在这里建造你的家、你的殿，使它能够彰显你的荣耀，彰显基督。
I pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。